Looking at surgery intentions, what women intended to choose before using Bresdex, after using Bresdex, and before their surgery, we saw a non-significant increase in intentions to choose a lumpectomy and a decrease in intentions to choose mastectomy, and I'll explain a little bit more about that. The numbers on the side, minus 3 through to plus 3, are the polar end of the scale. So minus 3 was, I definitely do not intend to choose either one of the, you know, mastectomy or lumpectomy. 3 is, I definitely do intend to choose. So for the lumpectomy, the scores increased. So women were more positively thinking, well, I think I might choose lumpectomy. And after using the site, their intentions for choosing lumpectomy were strengthened. And with the mastectomy, intentions for mastectomy weren't as strong, and those intentions decreased. So it seemed to be women were sort of firming their choices towards lumpectomy more. What was perhaps more interesting, though, were the number of women who scored 0, so indicating they didn't have a preference either way for both mastectomy and lumpectomy. And the number of women with no surgery preferences halved. 10 women scored 0 before using Bresdex, 5 women afterwards, and the majority of these, their intentions for surgery went towards the lumpectomy end.